Babylon, a civilization marked by its splendor and enigmas, served as the backdrop for events of profound spiritual and historical significance. This is the setting of the Book of Daniel, a narrative that explores the unwavering faithfulness of God and the extent of His sovereignty over all nations, regardless of their power or culture. The story begins after a tragic moment for the people of Israel, the first attack of Babylon on Jerusalem. In this incursion, the holy city was devastated, and the Lord's temple, a symbol of faith and the spiritual center of the Israelites, was desecrated. This act of violence was not just a territorial conquest, but an attempt to subjugate and demoralize an entire nation. Among the captives taken into exile were many prominent Israelites, including four young men of noble lineage from the house of David. These young men, chosen for their wisdom and potential, were to be trained to serve in the Babylonian court, an effort to absorb the best of the conquered people and integrate them into the dominant culture. Daniel, who would be given the Babylonian name Belteshazzar, along with his three friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, later known as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were taken as prisoners. Despite being in a foreign land and surrounded by a distinct culture and religion, these young men stood out for their determination to remain faithful to their God, a testament to their faith and the strength it provided them. Babylon, at the height of its power under the rule of Nebuchadnezzar, was a nation that radiated wealth and grandeur. The kingdom was famous not only for its opulence, manifested in majestic structures like the Hanging Gardens, but also for the inflexible cruelty of its king. Nebuchadnezzar, a monarch whose ambition was as vast as his empire, was not content simply to expand his borders. His desire was to subjugate and dominate completely all the peoples who stood in his way. This inclination for total conquest was rooted in a combination of pride, a fierce desire for control, and an unwavering belief in the superiority of his nation. After the overwhelming victory over Assyria, which had been one of the dominant powers in the region, Nebuchadnezzar turned his eyes to Egypt, his main remaining adversary. Egypt, with its ancient civilization and wealth, represented a significant challenge to Babylonian might. However, between these two great empires lay Judah, a relatively small but strategically positioned nation. Judah's location was of utmost importance. It controlled crucial trade routes and served as a vital access point between the Near East and Egypt. Thus, for Nebuchadnezzar's dream of creating a vast and indomitable empire to be realized, it was imperative that he take Judah. The conquest of Judah was not just a matter of military power, but also of sending a clear message. Any resistance would be crushed, and any nation that dared oppose Babylonian rule would be annihilated. Nebuchadnezzar saw absolute dominion as a means of consolidating his power, imposing Babylonian order and law over all the peoples under his control. Thus, the attack on Jerusalem and the subjugation of its people were decisive steps toward achieving his imperial vision. This unbridled ambition and the brutality with which he ruled reflected not only Nebuchadnezzar's character, but also the very essence of the Babylonian Empire, which was sustained by force and fear. From the beginning of their stay in Babylon, Daniel and his friends made a courageous and resolute decision to remain faithful to their God, Yahweh, even in the midst of a culture that promoted practices and beliefs contrary to their convictions. This decision was tested early on when they were offered the food and wine from the king's table. In Daniel 1:8, we read, "But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself in this way." This act of refusal was more than a simple dietary matter. It was an act of faithfulness and spiritual resistance. By rejecting the king's food and wine, Daniel and his companions affirmed their identity as servants of the God of Israel and their commitment to live according to his laws, even in an environment where this choice could be frowned upon or dangerous. This seemingly small decision demonstrated a profound conviction and trust in God, who would not abandon his faithful servants, even in a foreign land under a pagan regime. The steadfastness of Daniel and his friends served as a silent but powerful testimony to their devotion. This initial faithfulness, which might have seemed trivial to the Babylonians, was preparation for greater challenges to come and proved to be a solid foundation upon which God would build his protection and wisdom. The first great test of faith and wisdom occurred when Nebuchadnezzar had a disturbing dream, narrated in Daniel chapter 2. The dream, which shook the king, was a vision of a colossal statue made of different materials: a head of gold, chest and arms of silver, belly and thighs of bronze, legs of iron, and feet partly of iron and partly of clay. This vision, laden with symbolism, left the king restless, as he felt it contained a crucial message for the future of his kingdom and possibly the world. However, the wise men of the kingdom, magicians, enchanters, and sorcerers, were unable to reveal and interpret the dream, increasing Nebuchadnezzar's frustration and anger, who, in a fit of fury, threatened to exterminate all the wise men of Babylon. It was in this desperate and urgent scenario that Daniel stood out, with the wisdom given by God. In Daniel 2:28, Daniel confidently proclaims, "But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will be in the latter days." With this declaration, Daniel not only revealed the content of the dream, but also its interpretation, pointing to the succession of empires that would follow Babylon and culminating in the establishment of an eternal kingdom by God. This interpretation not only saved the lives of Babylon's wise men, but also solidified Daniel's reputation as a man of deep faith and discernment, whose God was superior to all the gods of the earth. Daniel's courage and wisdom in moments of crisis demonstrated that God's power and sovereignty extend over all nations and ages, and that he is in control of all things, revealing secrets and decreeing destinies. Daniel, with the wisdom granted by God, explained that the statue in Nebuchadnezzar's dream represented a succession of powerful kingdoms that would rule the earth. He revealed that the head of gold symbolized the Babylonian Empire itself, a rich and glorious kingdom under Nebuchadnezzar's reign. This empire, known for its opulence and splendor, was the first and most valuable of the kingdoms described in the vision. Next, the chest and arms of silver represented a second kingdom, inferior to Babylon in splendor, but still powerful. This kingdom would be followed by a third, symbolized by the belly and thighs of bronze, which would stand out for its military strength and territorial expansion. The legs of iron represented a fourth empire, notably strong and authoritarian, capable of crushing and subjugating everything in its path. This empire would be succeeded by a final stage, represented by the feet partly of iron and partly of clay, indicating a mixture of strength and fragility, suggesting a coalition of kingdoms or nations that, although powerful in some aspects, would be divided and vulnerable in others. Daniel's interpretation culminated in the revelation of an extraordinary event. All these temporal kingdoms would eventually be destroyed by an eternal kingdom established by God. This divine kingdom was symbolized by a stone cut out of a mountain without human hands, a sign that its origin was divine and not earthly. This stone grew and shattered the statue completely, reducing it to dust that was carried away by the wind, symbolizing the complete and utter destruction of human kingdoms. Daniel 2:44 declares with authority, "And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever." This prophetic statement reveals the absolute sovereignty of God over human history, highlighting that despite the rise and fall of earthly empires, God's kingdom will be eternal and indestructible. This kingdom will not be transferred or conquered, for it is established by God himself, whose authority and power are supreme. This vision not only brought clarity about the future, but also comforted and strengthened the faith of those who, like Daniel and his friends, trusted in the promise of an eternal and just kingdom governed by the King of Kings. Sometime later, Nebuchadnezzar was again troubled by a dream, described in Daniel chapter 4. This time he dreamed of a colossal tree, so tall that its top touched the heavens and its shadow extended to the ends of the earth. This tree was remarkable for its beauty and fertility. Its foliage was abundant, and its fruits were copious, providing food and shelter for all creatures. Wild animals rested under its shade, and the birds of the sky made nests in its branches, indicating the provision and protection the tree offered to all creation. The vision of this giant tree, a symbol of life and abundance, reflected the apparent glory and power of Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom, which he considered the sustainer and protector of many peoples. However, the vision took a dark turn when a watcher, a holy one, a heavenly messenger, descended from heaven and commanded that the tree be cut down. This angelic being proclaimed that the branches should be cut off, the leaves stripped, and the fruit scattered, leaving only the stump and roots in the ground, bound with bands of iron and bronze. This divine decree indicated an imminent and unavoidable divine intervention. The messenger made it clear that the tree symbolized a great king whose pride would be the cause of his downfall. The image of the stump left in the ground, still bound and preserved, suggested that the fall would not be complete and that there would be a chance for restoration depending on repentance. Daniel was once again called to interpret the dream and, with courage and clarity, revealed that the tree represented Nebuchadnezzar himself. Daniel explained that due to the king's pride and his failure to recognize God's sovereignty, he would be driven away from human society. The mighty monarch would live like a wild animal, eating grass like the oxen and exposed to the elements of nature, until he acknowledged that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he chooses. Daniel 4:32. This humiliation would serve to teach Nebuchadnezzar that all power and authority are granted by God and that human pride has no place before divine greatness. With boldness and compassion, Daniel urged the king to repent of his sins and practice righteousness, advising him to show mercy to the oppressed so that perhaps his prosperity might be prolonged. As written in Daniel 4:27, "Therefore, O king, let my advice be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by being righteous, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. Perhaps there may be a lengthening of your prosperity." In offering this counsel, Daniel not only demonstrated loyalty to the king, but also expressed a sincere desire for Nebuchadnezzar to avoid the impending judgment through repentance and moral transformation. This appeal to mercy and justice reflected Daniel's fundamental belief in God's compassion and redemptive power, even in the face of the most obstinate pride. Unfortunately, Nebuchadnezzar did not heed Daniel's prophetic warning. Consumed by his arrogance, the king continued to take pride in his achievements and power. A year later, while walking on the terraces of his royal palace in Babylon, contemplating the grandeur of his city and boasting of his magnificent constructions and vast empire, he proclaimed himself the architect of such glory. It was at that moment of vanity and self-sufficiency that a voice from heaven broke in, declaring that the kingdom had been taken from him. Daniel's prophecy was fulfilled instantly, as recounted in Daniel 4:33. That very hour the word was fulfilled concerning Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from men and ate grass like oxen. His body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hair had grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws. Nebuchadnezzar was reduced to a state of madness, a condition that theologians and scholars often refer to as lycanthropy, where he behaved like an animal, living among the fields and eating grass like cattle. He was driven away from human society, his appearance deteriorating to the point where his hair grew like eagle's feathers and his nails lengthened like bird's claws. This degrading state lasted for 7 years, a period during which the once powerful king experienced the complete loss of his reason and human dignity, living exposed to the elements and deprived of his position of power. However, at the end of this period of humiliation, Nebuchadnezzar experienced a moment of revelation and repentance. Lifting his eyes to heaven, his understanding returned, and with it, a new perception of spiritual reality and the true source of authority. He recognized that all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, What doest thou? Daniel 4:35. This acknowledgement was a powerful confession and indisputable proof of God's transformative power, which can humble even the most arrogant of men to teach the true nature of divine authority. Nebuchadnezzar's experience became a perpetual testimony that God's sovereignty is absolute and that human pride, however grand it may seem, is insignificant before the Creator's power. The king's humiliation served as a means of his redemption, demonstrating that God not only exercises justice, but also offers an opportunity for repentance and restoration. This story underscores the vital lesson that, regardless of a person's position or power, it is God who holds ultimate control over everyone's destiny and that he exalts and humbles according to his sovereign will. The watchers and holy ones mentioned in the book of Daniel are angelic figures who play essential roles in the narrative, acting as God's messengers and agents. These celestial beings are presented as bearers of divine decrees, tasked with executing God's judgments on earth. In Daniel 4:17 it is written, This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basest of men. This verse highlights that these angels not only observe passively, but also intervene directly in human affairs to ensure that divine decrees are fulfilled. The role of these angels as agents of judgment and bearers of divine messages is a constant theme in various passages of Scripture. In Genesis 19, angels are sent to destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah due to their iniquity, saving only Lot and his family as a demonstration of divine justice and mercy. This intervention serves as a clear example of the role of angels as executors of divine judgment, acting on God's behalf to punish wickedness and protect the righteous. Another notable example is in Isaiah 37:36, where a single angel of the Lord destroys 185,000 soldiers of the Assyrian army in one night. This miraculous act of destruction demonstrates God's sovereign power and the ability of angels to intervene decisively in human events, protecting his people and fulfilling his purposes. Thus, angels are seen as powerful agents of God, capable of performing extraordinary feats in his name. In the book of Revelation, the role of angels is further expanded, especially in context of final judgment. In Revelation 8:2, seven angels are given seven trumpets that announce a series of judgments on earth, each bringing disasters and catastrophes that culminate in the end of times. These angels are described as executors of God's final judgments, carrying out his justice and preparing the way for the consummation of his redemptive plan. These accounts demonstrate that angels, besides being messengers, are instruments of divine action, used by God to implement his decisions and reveal his will. They serve as a bridge between the celestial and the terrestrial, bringing messages of warning, judgment, and in some cases, salvation. The presence and actions of angels in Scripture remind humanity that there is a celestial order operating beyond the visible world, always acting according to God's sovereign will. This understanding broadens the perception that divine control is absolute and encompasses all spheres of existence, from the realms of men to the spiritual realms. This story, rich in spiritual and moral lessons, teaches us about the absolute sovereignty of God and the crucial role of angels as executors of his decrees. The narrative of Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar highlights that, no matter how powerful humans may become, all are subject to God's will. This is perfectly captured in Proverbs 21:1. Where it is written, The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. This verse emphasizes the truth that God has supreme control over rulers and their decisions, guiding them according to his sovereign purposes. It is a reminder that, although leaders may seem autonomous in their actions, it is the Lord who ultimately directs the course of history. The story of Nebuchadnezzar is a powerful warning against pride. Throughout the Bible, the theme of pride preceding destruction is a constant warning. Proverbs 16:18 declares, "Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall." This biblical wisdom is illustrated in the life of Nebuchadnezzar, who, in his arrogance, believed that all his success and power were the fruits of his abilities and achievements. He failed to recognize that authority and power are granted by God, and that it is the Lord who exalts or dethrones kings according to his will. This lesson is a vital reminder for all of us, underscoring the importance of living with humility. We must always recognize that everything we possess, whether power, position, or talents, is a gift from God. Our natural tendency may be to take pride in our achievements, but the story of Nebuchadnezzar teaches us that such pride is illusory and dangerous. The true understanding of our condition is to acknowledge that we are dependent on God in all things, and that it is He who determines our paths. Furthermore, the narrative serves to reinforce the idea that God's sovereignty is inviolable. No matter how powerful we may feel or how much control we think we have over our lives and circumstances, it is God who maintains ultimate dominion. Submission to this truth not only frees us from pride, but also aligns us with divine order, leading us to a life of humility, gratitude, and service. Just as Nebuchadnezzar learned through a painful experience, we are all called to recognize God's greatness and live in reverence and obedience to Him, knowing that for of Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Amen. Romans 11:36. Finally, the story of Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar teaches us profound lessons about the importance of faithfulness and testimony. Daniel remained faithful to God even in the midst of a hostile and pagan environment where the pressure to conform to Babylonian practices and beliefs was intense. His firmness and dedication served as a bright light amid the spiritual darkness of the Babylonian court. God used Daniel powerfully to witness to the powerful of the time, demonstrating his power and sovereignty even in foreign lands. In Daniel 6:4, it is written, "Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him." This testimony reveals Daniel's blameless character and unwavering dedication to God, making him an exceptional example of integrity. Daniel's faithfulness is an example for all of us on how we should live our lives, regardless of circumstances. He faced enormous challenges, from attempts at dietary coercion to the threat of being thrown into the lion's den. Yet in all these situations, Daniel remained firm in his faith, fully trusting in God. His life encourages us to be courageous in our faith and to trust in God even when we face opposition or adverse situations. Daniel's story shows that faithfulness to God does not depend on external circumstances, but on a deep and unwavering inner conviction. Moreover, Daniel's life is a clear testimony that God is faithful and that He always rewards those who remain loyal to Him. Even in a context where it could have been easy to compromise his faith to ensure safety or favor, Daniel chose to honor God above all else. As a result, he not only survived the challenges, but also thrived, becoming a respected and influential counselor in the Babylonian court. This truth is echoed in Hebrews 11:6. "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Daniel's faith was rewarded in various ways, from divine protection to the recognition of his wisdom and character. This narrative challenges us to evaluate our faithfulness and testimony. We are called to be faithful to God, regardless of external pressures, and to trust that He is sovereign and faithful to guide and protect us. The story of Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar, therefore, is not just an ancient history lesson, but a timeless message about the importance of faith, integrity, and trust in God. May we, like Daniel, be found faithful in all areas of our lives, being living examples of God's power and grace. The story of Nebuchadnezzar and Daniel is a rich and powerful narrative that teaches us about God's sovereignty, the importance of humility, and faithfulness. It challenges us to recognize God's power in our lives and to live in a way that honors His authority. May we, like Daniel, be found faithful and true, ready to testify of God's love and justice in all circumstances. And may we learn from Nebuchadnezzar's example, humbling ourselves before God and acknowledging that for of Him and through Him and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Romans 11:36.